And you're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests represent the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. Welcome, Aaron Surma and Jan Reese. Hello.
Hey, Shelley.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for being here today. To start off, would one of you briefly tell me what is the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition and who is a part of it?
The Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition is a whole bunch of people who care about other humans and want people to feel as good as they can about themselves. And we do that in a lot of different ways. Jan is probably the most visible way we do that, by planning events, organizations, being present at things like Public Market this weekend, where we hand out information about what to do if you or a person you care about are feeling suicidal, because we don't want people to harm themselves unnecessarily.
Anything to add, Jan?
Yeah, so we work, I would say, most of our work is outreach and planning, so where we can get information to the community, whether it be training middle schoolers to understand who a trusted adult is and when to talk to a trusted adult about their friend, getting information most recently to the Coast Guard and the police department about they also should be talking to one another about mental health and mental wellness, and breaking that stigma, getting people to have a conversation about how we feel mentally.
One thing that you guys often bring up when we have our specials or when we're conversing is that there's not like a wrong thing to say. Like, some people think that they can't bring up suicide in a conversation or it might trigger the act. But I love how when you guys sort of myth bust that sort of stuff with in your discussions.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things that we do actually in every training, though they're kind of tailored towards age groups or organizations, is to let them know that each training for suicide prevention now is to ask directly, ask that person how they're feeling and if they feel suicidal. It doesn't make them suicidal or give them the idea, but you just ask them directly.
And it's definitely a scary question to ask. It's not normal to ask that question so bluntly to somebody, but people crave connection with others, and feeling seen is a great way to feel that connection. So if you say, hey, I'm worried about you, I see that you're acting this way, are you thinking about killing yourself? Are you feeling suicidal? You are going to feel seen, you're going to feel understood, and you're going to see that another human being is trying to connect with you. And that's very powerful, and that's a great suicide prevention tool.
Yes. And I think before I was involved with working with you guys through KTOO, I would have not known what to say or how to say it. And a lot of what I've learned through talking with you guys is exactly that. And it's so helpful. And now I wouldn't hesitate. So, like, just, I mean, you guys have taught me a lot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Now, you're both here today to talk about Survivors Month. Could one or both of you say a little bit about what that means and who are survivors?
Yeah. So in 1999, Senator Harry Reid asked that there be a suicide survivor's loss day and that it get recognized. He had lost his father to suicide. And so now the day is recognized nationally. It's the Saturday before Thanksgiving, where survivors of loss, someone who's lost a person to suicide, where they can gather together and share stories and get a connectedness and help support each other through their grief process, help to know more about how to support one another. And that most importantly, I think Aaron probably tell you this too, is they're not alone.
Mm. Anything to add, Aaron?
I think it all goes back to connection. So not to keep beating the same drum, but acknowledging that the grieving is real and reaching out to people. I think that, you know, you tell somebody that a loved one died of cancer and it's very easy to give that support, compassion. And I think there's a little bit of stigma around suicide death. So I think people are less likely to say, oh, this person related to me in some fashion died of suicide. It's hard to reach out to that person and say, oh, I'm sorry for your loss. So this is trying to break the stigma to create that connection so that people who have experienced loss from suicide are able to connect with others around that loss the way that people who have lost a loved one from any other illness are able to connect afterwards.
That's a good point. And you have some events coming up to, well, not necessarily to mark the occasion, of – is it for Survivor – sorry, I'm confused now. Is it Survivors Month, these events? They're in December.
These are all great events, regardless
okay,
of the month.
Great. Thank you, Aaron.
November, November, yeah. We did have many activities that were survivor loss, such as our Taku Tattoo Day, and we showed the ripple effect downtown at the Nickelodeon. Those were survivor loss support. Help Another's recognize that bereavement, as we know, like Aaron said, we want to overcome the stigma, be able to talk about the death and how to support loved ones. And then it's a distinctive bereavement. We want those to understand about mental health and how to support others and still talking to that person about their loss just as you would, just as if you would another loss.
Right. But you do have some upcoming events for December that you're here to talk about today. What's happening on December 6th?
So we met with volunteers from UAS and NAMI and then community volunteers, and we talked about art therapy and how art therapy is very supportive and recommended for those who have anxiety or social issues, mental health issues. And we decided that we had gathered together on Saturdays, so we did this for 2 months, and offer free art classes. And then with the work that everyone created during those classes, we are going to be able to hang those at Big Brothers Big Sisters on December 6th. So we'll be downtown. There'll be an activity for kids. The art will be displayed. We'll be giving away balloons and some different prizes from Juno Suicide Prevention.
And that is the big first Friday in December.
It is.
Yeah,
the gallery walk.
Yeah, and where is Big Brothers Big Sisters located?
It's located right across the street from Shoe Fly.
Okay, that's easy to find.
And upstairs.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then December 21st, you have a Walk of Hope at Diamond Park Fieldhouse.
Yes, so this is going to be our first. It's kind of based off the walkathon that they have in Anchorage. And so we have the event is going to be from 8 to 12 p.m., and the turf will be open to individuals who want to play games, play activities, hang out together. It's going to be a sober event. And then on the second floor, there's going to be the walkathon. And so it'll be $20 per person for those who want to walk and raise money for Juno Suicide Prevention. And then $100 for team. And then we're going to have some competitions between teams. More information will be going out next week. To where, you know, maybe NAMI will want to walk against Bartlett Hospital, will want to walk against Juno Suicide Prevention, against the police department. And but it's the longest night of the year, and just trying to get some people together and share, you know, like Aaron said, you know, just bringing people and connecting them in different ways and supporting one another when it's dark outside with a fun activity.
I hadn't made that connection about it being the longest night of the year.
It is.
That's a great event to have on that night. Aaron, did you want to add anything?
Yeah, we're also going to be at Public Market this weekend, like I mentioned. We'll have a booth in Elizabeth Prodovich Hall, and we'll be handing out goodies and information and willing to chat with anybody who wants to chat. I always think that when we're going out, we're just handing out stickers, and I'm always pleased by how many people are eager to connect over this topic. And the folks who will be there this weekend at our booth are all very compassionate, warm people who you would be very fortunate to speak with, so take advantage of the opportunity.
That's great. I know that your door is open, and it's I'm glad that you do research as well, going out in the community and finding people where they're at. I just wanted to say also in this interview, I want to plug the special that we recorded last year with the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. You were both in there, I believe.
Yes.
Coping with stress, getting through the holidays and coping with the stress that comes with that, the feelings of sadness and loneliness as well. It was a fantastic 1-hour program that we got great listener feedback on. Not only appreciated, but they just found it to be very, very useful, very practical things that anyone can do that are extremely helpful or even just take the edge off, which sometimes that's all you need. So I also found it to be very useful myself, and that's available at ktoo.org in the program section under Focus on Community. That's our website. So I just wanted to ask you both, since we're 2 days outside of Thanksgiving, was there anything from that discussion or any other tips you have with coping with the holidays that you might want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that I remember the most about that program and times when you're with relatives or friends, or even if you happen to be, you know, having the holiday with just yourself, is to take time to breathe. Take time to breathe deeply and and, you know, to feel connected with your own self and then realize that there's a lot of resources in the community. I know the Hangar has a meal, you know, downtown where if you don't have anywhere to go, you can actually go down and meet with others. So I think to stay connected with yourself and know where you're feeling. For those who have lost someone to suicide, some ways that can help yourself are to ground yourself. So we know that it's a very painful process, but you might want to learn to hold on to what truth that you have. Remember the good memories, celebrate the life, not remember just the way that a life ended, and know that you're not responsible for your loved one's suicide, and that in any way, shape, or form, don't put a limit on your grief, because grief is individual, just as your fingerprint, a very individual process. There's no time for you that you have to be in one place rather than the other. If you're in couples, you know, one of you may be processing or healing faster than the other, and that's all right. Just recognize each other's healing and where they are. Plan ahead when you feel that something may be a trigger for you, or, you know, Thanksgiving come up, try to plan ahead. You know, try to plan the activities for that day or what you want to do. Prepare how you will move through the grief. You don't have to get over it. You can actually just slowly move through that grief. Make connections. Consider joining a support group. We're going to be having a grief training in February that's coming here through Search of Sitka. Make connections and then give yourself that permission to cry, to laugh, to talk to others, to seek professional help. Remember that you're moving through the most difficult of losses, and that path is yours.
And how about you, Aaron?
I think for anybody who's feeling suicidal, feeling like harming themselves, just remember that there is a whole network of people out there, both people that you know who maybe you haven't accessed the help before from them but are willing to listen to you and speak with you, and people that you don't know. Everyone has access to the Suicide Care Line. That phone number is 877-266-4357, 877-266-4357. It's a bunch of folks in Fairbanks who answer the phone and do a great job of speaking with people who do not feel well in that moment. So if you have somebody in your personal life, that's great. Reach out to them. If you don't, you have the Care Line. You can come meet up with us at Public Market this weekend or any of our other events. And, you know, there's a whole fabric of this community who are willing to be a part of your health and well-being.
And I do want to say we also now have the text line, 741-741. Some people feel more comfortable talking about their feelings through a text. So you can actually text 741-741 and be able to have a conversation with someone as well.
All right. We are just about out of time. So thanks so much. But I do want to take the last couple seconds here to also mention your website, junosuicideprevention.org, and your presence on social media is really helpful. Jan and Aaron, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.